It's that time again on a Friday when AM Live presents another update from the coalface with Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. Martin, good morning to you. Welcome.
Thank you, Tim.
March 25 has been set as the date on which South Africa's Sumbandila satellite will be blasted into space. Where is this going to be taking place and how?
This is going to be at a cosmodrome in Kazakhstan, which the Russians still lease. It'll be blasted in by the Russians. It's a famous cosmodrome. This is where the first satellite ever went into the space, where the first person went into space. And this is our first state-owned satellite. Of course, it's the anniversary of our first satellite launch. It was a privately owned satellite. It was built by Stellenbosch University. And in 1999, they put that into space. And it was also an Earth-orbiting satellite, as this will be. So the state has finally decided that South Africa must come in and have its own national satellite. So the Department of Science and Technology has done that. So it'll be about an 81 kilogram weight, and it will be the secondary payload on this Russian blast into space, which will be making use of the Soyuz rocket. The Russians will also be putting up their own weather satellite, and our particular satellite, a low Earth orbiting satellite, will have an imager on it, also made in South Africa. The wonderful thing about it is all made in South Africa by Sunspace, that was a spin-off from Stellenbosch University, and it'll have an imager on it which will be capable of imaging back to us pictures that will show us what is happening from 500 kilometers away.
Okay, now the black-controlled coal miner Exxaro says that it wants to be allowed to rail its own coal in partnership with Transnet, and Transnet is losing foreign exchange by failing to rail sufficient quantities, or rather Exxaro is losing foreign exchange because of the insufficient quantities that it's able to rail. So how is the deal going to work?
You see, it's the whole issue of we saw Eskom allowing the private sector in. When they ran into capacity problems, they created IPPs, which are independent power producers. Now, Exxaro is looking to a similar framework for private sector coal miners so that they can get their coal mine out of South Africa and earn South Africa foreign exchange. Because it's an opportunity loss. We see a privately owned port at Richards Bay, and we see a state-owned rail, and never the twain meet. If we're lucky, we will export about 63 million tons of coal, but the port is able to cope with 76 million. So we're losing out on the potential export at a time when coal prices were quite high. All right, they've come down, but there's still good demand for coal, and we need to start developing a way to make sure that we export to the capacity of the port. That port capacity next year will go up to 91 million tons. It doesn't seem as though we're going to get there. So again, we're going to lose out on potential exports at a time when our current account deficit is pretty worrying. We need to export every bit of item that we can. And Exxaro and its executive general manager, Mzolizi Mgojo, is saying, come on, let's get together, form a framework where we can work together. We're prepared to invest in this railway line because it's in our interest. We're prepared to put wagons on with coal. Let us do it, and let's manage the whole thing in the same way as Eskom has allowed the private sector in. Let Transnet allow the private sector in so we can maximize our exports.
Now, going to mining. First gold to be mined under the City of Gold in 100 years has been poured at the Rand Refinery.
Yeah, 122 years ago, George Harrison came along. He stumbled upon gold in South Africa. We've been producing gold. We became the Golden City here in Johannesburg. And the early pioneers, of course, worked furiously to get gold out. But suddenly they became fussy because there was happier hunting grounds in the Free State and they could move out. So they abandoned a lot of these operations. But they left behind 35 million ounces of gold. Clever company, Central Rand Gold. They're listed in London. They're listed on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange. They've come in. They've started to relook at Consolidated Main Reef. They will also look at City Deep, Robinson Deep, all these old names, bring them back to life. Already before Christmas, we've seen a pour of gold. So the first gold from under the Golden City, while we're still hustling and bustling on the surface here, people are getting in, getting that old gold out. We had the first pour, and they're quite ambitious because they're looking to 2010, perhaps going up to 100,000 ounces of gold produced a year. And 2012, maybe even 1 million ounces of gold coming out here. It'll be all modern technology. There's mechanized mining under here. There's low noise blasting. We don't even hear it. There's no dumping. You don't see dumps coming. It's a continual backfill. So here we're getting out of the old workings new gold that is helping us in our exports as well, getting the gold out of the country, again, earning foreign exchange at a time when I say we need to earn every bit of foreign exchange we can.
That's Martin Creamer, who's a publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. And this is his last broadcast of 2008. He'll be back at the coalface on the 16th of January next year, and enjoy the holiday season, Martin.
Thanks, Tim, and you too.